In China, officials in Hangzhou, which, by the way, is the fourth largest metro area in China with a population of over 20 million, are piloting a new program to rank citizens. The scores are based on everything from creditworthiness to whether a person jaywalks. A low ranking can get someone blacklisted for loans or even jobs. And the Communist Party wants to adopt the system nationwide by 2020. Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal joins us from New York with more on this. Hi, Jason.
Hi, Jeremy.
And explain how this system works. How do you get ranked?
Well, Jeremy, right now they're just beginning to compile digital records for social and financial behavior. And the penalties in this pilot system go towards things like failing to pay your bills on time, breaking traffic rules. You can also get black marks for fare cheating on the subway. And then you get this one. One of the list of penalties is for not being filial to your parents. Because under Chinese law, parents over 60 can sue their children if they don't visit regularly and if they don't ensure they have enough food. I know my mom sometimes listens. I hope she doesn't get any ideas from this. I think she has enough food. I think it's the visits part that she might agree with.
Well, what happens in China if you have a bad ranking or if you have a good ranking?
Well, there are lots of pluses and minuses in the system. Like I said, it's very new, and so they haven't quite doled all of these things out yet. It really begins January 1st. They start docking people in this one. You know, right now, they're just issuing the warnings. But well-behaved citizens, they can get access to what are called green lanes, provide some faster government services. Perks might also include express security screenings at Beijing's airport.
Hmm. So what's the reaction so far? Because I know that some people have been comparing this to George Orwell's novel 1984, a lot of Big Brother going on here.
Right. Well, the people that the journal spoke to, interestingly, were largely supportive of the idea. Now, you had some civil libertarians who were saying, well, what happens if it starts punishing the wrong person? That there's they have the sort of fears about sort of a big brother and big data collected on people in the society. But people are like, well, you know what? If people stop spitting on the ground and start behaving better, that would be a good thing.
Well, and that gets to the question of why the government is doing this. And as we said, they're thinking about expanding this nationwide in just a few years. But what's the payoff for the government?
Well, you know, the president, Xi Jinping, it's part of his campaign to tighten his grip on the country and dictate morality during this time when there's a lot of economic uncertainty there. And a lot of that threatens to undermine his party. You also have the State Council saying that this could be helpful in its campaign to create a more fair and clean government by punishing polluting factories and bribe takers. So it's not just the petty things that could go into one's social ranking. It could also be fractions that are more consequential to the country as a whole.
That's Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal talking with us about this pilot plan that's going on in Hangzhou in China, where people are ranked on everything from creditworthiness to whether they do little things like jaywalking or jumping the turnstile on the subway. Jason, thanks so much.
Thank you.